What kind of Australia do you want? That's the question asked in a new campaign mounted by Australia's charity leaders to confront what they say is an increasingly unjust and uncaring society. A new report titled The Australia We Want uses a number of key social indicators to point to the decline, rising rates of incarceration, suicide and income inequality, a drop in donations to charity and volunteering, and a greater sense of insecurity amongst women. This report, put together by the Community Council for Australia, will be released later today at the National Press Club in Canberra by the chair of the Community Council, Tim Costello. Tim Costello, welcome back to RM Breakfast.
Great to be with you.
This report, The Australia We Want, comes about from a meeting of charity and not-for-profit leaders in Canberra last year, where a set of core values was discussed and agreed upon, and then these indicators were applied around them. So what did you identify back then as the core values that we should focus on in when we think about what kind of Australia we want?
Well, those values were to be just, fair and safe. They were to be inclusive, for there to be equal opportunity. They were to be creative and confident, and the last one was to be generous, which meant in terms of giving and showing courage to those who we really have empathy for, because we know we still are relatively blessed, and gratitude is one of the deepest heart hungers that can affirm life. So they were the values, Fran.
So based on those values and the study that's been done and all the data that's been pulled together, tell us today, how far is the Australia we want from the Australia we've got?
Well, I think we're doing okay in some areas. We often hear about economic measures, and we, relative to the rest of the world, feel still with some troubles we're doing okay. We're the third richest nation per head still on earth. Mm. But when it comes to social measures, it's worrying to have a majority of women say they don't feel safe, much higher than the OECD average, walking at night, and yet a majority of men, well, over 80%, saying over the OECD average, we feel very safe, says we men really aren't listening to the conditions and fears of our partners, our wives, our daughters. To actually see giving and volunteering dropping, because we know this is incredibly important as a glue, as an indicator for that sense of connectedness that we're in this together. It's not just all about me and my life. To be seeing imprisonment rates go up by 7%, we're much higher than Western Europe, three times higher than Ireland, and my family came out as sort of convicts from there, and we're becoming more of a convict society again here than back there. That's really worrying. So there's a whole lot of social measures that we think we need to take responsibility for as a nation.
There's sort of separate elements to this, I think, when you talk about our generosity and the gratitude, you used those words earlier. There's separate kind of things to think about rather than incarceration rates and suicide rates, which are very measurable and you could think could be directly policy driven. We know Australia has high incarceration rates and we know we have high suicide rates, though I think the suicide rates are still going up, even despite the community focus and the government focus, to be frank, on mental health issues, is a real conundrum. Why does Australia have high suicide rates? We are, it's still for many, a land of opportunity, I think.
It is. To have a suicide rate higher than a road toll is really disturbing. Now, look, part of the reason where the suicide rates are highest are Queensland, Western Australia and Northern Territory, and it's because Indigenous suicide rates are four times higher and they have the biggest Indigenous communities. But I think in this land of plenty where we've solved the problem of supply, how many mobile phones you need, or widescreen digital TVs, we actually see that sense of community, of trust, shrinking. And we know that suicide is turning inwards and feeling I'm alone. It's why giving and volunteering and serving and saying I can give back is profoundly important to connect people against depression and even suicide.
So, Tim, as I read through the report and I read things, we want a generous and kind Australia where we take pride in supporting the less fortunate. And that's linked to the fact, as you mentioned, our giving rates, our workplace giving rates, and just generally our contributions to charities are falling as our volunteering hours. I wondered, I was struck by the question, what is a more kind and generous country. Where is an example of a country that has a more kind and generous culture that is measurable and evident? Do you know the answer to that?
Yeah, look, we see the Scandinavian countries with strong safety nets, with a strong sense of social cohesion, doing much better on a lot of indicators. I mentioned Ireland, which has had terrible economic troubles, but we have three times the incarceration rate of Ireland. I think when you see other countries who haven't slashed aid programs, as we have, to the world's poor, who are saying, we're in this together, where there hasn't been a sort of revolving door of prime ministerships and perhaps negativity that we're all victims and we feel that our only solidarity is a negative solidarity, pointing the finger at government who have failed us. That's the evaporating of togetherness, of compassion. And this isn't saying it's the government's fault. This is actually starting a conversation for us to say, we own this. This is our nation. Mm. We're looking in the mirror. We've got to mark our own homework and not simply mark the government's homework at election times.
And that applies to the charities too, I suppose. I mean, we have probably seen, I think, a loss in some of the churches and other religious organisations to some measure through the Royal Commission into child abuse. I think there's that might have led to a loss of trust, which could lead to a loss of giving. You could think that. In the UK, the Charity Commission said trust in charities is at its lowest point since started asking about in 2005. Would you see a connection there?
Yeah, the sense of religion, whatever you think about it, was it's not about me. There is a higher duty, a higher transcendent purpose to serve. Now, religion, a brand church, has been trashed through sexual abuse. It has been a terrible institutional failure, and I think you're absolutely right.
But not just the Catholic Church.
All churches, in fact, look, all institutions, military, trade unions, political parties, business, banks, all institutions that really came from the last century and before are on the nose and are no longer the glue and the guardians that we once looked to them to be.
Okay, Tim, well, thank you for pulling it all together, and I guess it raises more questions, and that's why the title almost poses a question itself, The Australia We Want. Thank you very much for joining us.
That's a pleasure.
Tim Costello, Chair of the Community Council for Australia, and he's launching this report, The Australia We Want, today at the National Press Club, an important piece of research, I think, for all of us to read and think about.